Round of applause for the significantly taller Mark Poulos, ladies and gentlemen.
Fucking that one.
Holy cow, man. Saturday night, Calgary, we drinking? Are we partying?
Let's go control.
Woo!
Yes, we are.
But I would like to start my show by saying, you know, please drink up. Have yourselves a good time. No one's going to church in the morning. Go ahead and drink. If you do have too much to drink, though, just please be responsible. At the end of the show, if you've had too much to drink, just drive home fast. Whatever you do, don't walk drunk. At that hour, you get hit by a drunk driver. Don't walk drunk across Blackfoot. It's six lanes. You're gonna get fucking pegged. You gotta go. I always start with that because I find my half of the crowd that laughs, and my half of the crowd that goes, "Is he condoning drunk driving on stage?" Yes. When's the last time you ever heard of a drunk driver hitting a drunk driver? Never know. It's like a drunk driver wipes out a family of six coming out of cancer research facility with ice cream treats. You're like, oh, that's horrible, right? Wouldn't a better headline be, "Last night two drunk fucks knocked each other off"? If you listen to the advertisements on the radio, there's actually a law office in Calgary that get, if you've heard of this, you've been charged with impaired driving. Who told? You'd take that night back if you could. But you can't, so let us be your representation in court. What? It's a law office that makes all their money off getting guys off their drunk driving charges. And their big hook line? We'll find out if you have a defense. What defense can you possibly have for drunk?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I was walking home. It was dark. I fell into a bucket of vodka. I can't swim. I need to get into a car. That's a joke. That's comedy night. Please, I like to gauge my room with that. That is a joke. Please do not drink and drive tonight and get busted and say the comedian said I could. I've been opening with that bit for a couple of years. I'll tell you this. 2 weeks ago, I was at the Edmonton Club, and after the show, I hit a check stop. Right, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm living my joke, right? But I don't want to tell, and I would never drink and drive, it is a joke, but I don't want to tell him I'm a comedian coming home from a gig. We're a little well known to drink a few things and smoke a few things, right? Not a good profession to be caught, right? So my day job, I actually work in the casino industry. So I figured, no problem, I'll just tell him I'm coming home from work, I'm used to hitting check stops after work, and I ask, so he pulls me over, how you doing? That's not over the check stop. You been drinking tonight? No, sir, I'm just heading home from work. 2 o'clock in the morning. What do?
I'm a dealer.
This is not going to go well.
I wish I could write a joke this good. The next words out of his mouth.
That's pretty fucking funny. What are you, a comedian?
Vain, right? I think maybe he saw my show. I'm like, have you seen my act? He's like, I'm gonna let you fucking walk the line right now. That's what I'm gonna do.